Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Someone's got to lose.
Someone's going to lose that Jets game. Probably win. Miami.
I agree. Yeah. And if the Jets win, they're tied with Miami.
All's I'm saying.
And I would have no issue with that. I really wouldn't. If you didn't pick on me every time I ever referred to the Mets or any team in April, May, June, or July, or even August.
No, I like that because this is like 10 games in baseball.
good response.
No, listen, Bills, Dolphins is really the AFC game of the week. The NFC game of the week is obviously, you know, the Rodgers, Tom Brady matchup, which will be probably the last time they ever play against each other. And amazingly, despite the fact that they've played a combined like 50 years of football, they've only faced each other three times.
Yeah, I think a part of that is, I think one of the years they were supposed to play, Rodgers was hurt.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Is that right?
Yeah, I think one of the years they were supposed to play was the Brady suspend. Nah, I don't think that was it. I think there were injuries involved that kind of cut down that number. Because you don't play, you only play these teams once every 4 years just based on the format of the NFL when you're in different conferences. So if you miss one game, that's a lot. Because think about it.
Right.
How many years, how many opportunities are you even getting to play each other?
That's true. That being said, the Jets do play the Bengals.
Yes.
The Bengals are winless. And what's interesting about Cincinnati is, look at the division they're in. Obviously, last night, you know, the Browns do a good job. They wind up, they take care of business. They beat the Steelers. But the Bengals got to win this game. And if the if the Jets win, what's fascinating about it is they'll be right there.
No, all right, listen. The Jets need to win because they're in their own building against a team that's struggling, against a team whose offensive line has been a sieve. Like, that's why the Jets have to win.
110 like, sacks are on pace for
We need to see this pass rush, which hasn't really fully been there over 2 weeks. Jumaine Johnson's a first-round pick. Let's go.
Yeah.
Carl Lawson was paid a lot of money. Let's go. Let's see the Jets chase Joe Burrow the way Joe Burrow's been chased for the first 2 weeks of the season.
Yeah.
And then the other obvious thing is really building off of what we saw from the offense over the final 2 minutes of the game last week. The emergence of Garrett Wilson, Joe Flacco playing great football for really a couple of minutes, this run game that looks like it has a lot of great potential. What you want to see is A, chase Joe Burrow and knock him down and force turnovers, and B, can the offense continue all the goodwill and all the greatness that we saw in the final few minutes of that game against Cleveland?
You want the answer?
Yeah. No, you're not confident?
Could be a long day, buddy.
You think it's going to be that bad?
I do.
Because the Bengals are a good football team who's not this bad, and this is their coming out performance.
Yeah, I tell you, I think it's going to be a long afternoon for the Jets. I do. It bothers me because you stole a victory, obviously, last week. So people feeling pretty good about themselves now. We got to win, a September win at that, which we never do.
Mm-hmm.
But you got the Bengals in the wrong spot, in my opinion, man. And
why? Their offensive line is struggling.
I know, Joe Burrow.
Let Jamar Chase beat you deep.
I know, yeah. Well, let's see if Sauce Gardner's going to guard him.
It's not about yes.
That'd be interesting.
So here's what this is about to me. Sauce Gardner and DJ Reed have been awesome.
Yeah.
Okay? It seems like every big play has had a lot to do with either miscommunication, lack of safety help, Jordan Whitehead not making a play, but they've given up the big play. That cannot happen on Sunday.
Yeah, so
that's got to stop.
They'll get blown out if it does. They will. I mean, Cincinnati is good enough to blow them out.
No, look, the Cincinnati Bengals went to a Super Bowl last year. We can't forget about that. And then obviously stopping the run, too.
And by the way, I thought they were overrated. I told you all year last year. The Bengals were not the best team in the AFC.
They're a naturally overrated team because I think we'd all agree that last year they weren't that best. I mean, going to that AFC Championship game, none of us really thought they had much of a chance.
I agree.
So they're a good football team, and they're a better football team than the Jets, and this is the team we kind of want to get to their place.
Yes.
But no, they're not the Bills, and they're not the Chiefs, and I think most of us understand that going
in. But if the Jets could pull off a dub, all of a sudden, how you doing, Miami? We ain't afraid of you.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, you get me to 2-1? Oh, my God.
That'd be awesome. Oh. Meanwhile, real quick, Major League Baseball Network, it's what you brought up, but I'm looking at it now. They've gone out of their way to put a on the network and I guess on their apps and whatnot, the exact instructions of how to get the Apple TV app and download it so you can watch the game tonight. This thing really has taken on a crazy life of its own.
It really has.
Hasn't it? It's crazy.
And by the way, this one makes no sense. I can't believe I'm reading this.
Yeah.
You know Leon Rose? Remember him?
Leon Rose?
Yeah.
The former Nick GM?
Yes. So Leon Rose never talks to the media. We've sort of accepted that.
Yeah.
He's doing an interview. So he's not going to meet with the media, but he's doing an interview on MSG, which I'm sure you can rip. But here's the part I'm ripping. MSG's airing the interview tonight.
Come on. I mean, they don't want you to see it, huh?
Like, are you trying to bury your team president? Like, it's fine. All right. Doesn't want to answer questions from Mark Berman because he's afraid. I get that. All right.
Yeah.
So we're going to do an interview exclusively on MSG.
Who's doing the interview?
I haven't seen that. But it's airing tonight on a Friday night opposite. Maybe that's the counter programming. Hey, since a lot of New Yorkers can't see Aaron Judge, don't worry. Watch Leon Rose on MSG Network.
I hope the attorney general makes sure that's out there for free because I want to see it. By the way, on the MLB network, where they put out the instructions of how to watch the game on Apple TV, it's very funny what they did. So, number one, open the Apple TV app. Number two, go to the search tab. Number three, blah, 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 right?
Yep.
And at the bottom of number three, it says, all Friday night baseball games are free to watch on Apple TV Plus.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's another line with a little, like a bullet, right? Bullet. No, seriously. It's free. And then there's another bullet under that. And that bullet is, like, it doesn't cost anything. It's free.
Huh. Yeah, now they're smart.
That's for the attorney general that is.
And for the attorney general, Yankee games on Friday night Amazon was not free. You
Correct.
Actually needed Amazon right. Prime for that.
By the way,
let me just answer your question. Alan Hahn is doing the interview with Leon Rose.
Okay. All right.
Just answer your question.
I wonder if it's edited prior to them posting it. Because the Breen one was.
Edited? I'm sure yes. It is because they're already releasing clips of it.
Oh, so they already did it. I apologize.
Yeah,
I
no, they've already done the interview. It's going to air tonight, which I know a lot of Knicks fans are excited about because he's your team president. You never hear from him.
I'm not excited about it, to be honest.
Like,
what am I excited about? They didn't get Mitchell.
Are they going to ask him about it?
Like, you have to.
You have to.
How do you interview Leon Rose and not open with,
Craig,
walk us through why we didn't get Spider Mitchell?
Okay, so you and I would ask that question.
Yeah, it's the first question.
Okay, RJ Barrett's on our show. We're asking that question.
Yes.
I can't guarantee what other people are going to ask.
Alan's
a hell of a reporter. I don't want to knock him because I think he will ask.
I do,
even
too.
Though it's an MSG event. Like, Alan Hahn didn't, he came from Newsday. Like, he was a Knick reporter. A damn good one. Put him on every Saturday because I love them so much. So I would expect that there'll be some difficult questions, but I'm laughing more, not that Hahn's doing the interview, but that they're on Friday night opposite John.
Well, I wish they wouldn't edit it because that makes you think that if they acknowledge it's been edited, they took out things they didn't like, even if they didn't.
Yeah.
It means that they could have, right?
I don't get it.
I mean, I do get it, but I just don't like it.
Why do you get it?
I get it because they're insecure.
Yeah,
they're
but
nervous.
Leon knows how to answer questions. It's almost a knock on him. He can't answer questions from Mark Berman.
I mean, you think he could, but they don't make him available.
I know. Look, and I've always said this, even though this pisses people off. I don't think most Knicks fans care about that, about the way they make certain guys available. But I think in Leon Rose's case, it's different because there are questions.
How come everybody left at the same time? How does that work out for the enhancers? Huh?
They all left?
Everybody, like, I looked over there because I was desperate to play a sound effect that no longer makes sense. And I saw Vincent Von Vincent, but he's not our producer or board op. And I'm like, Tommy's not there because Tommy went to get the pizza.
Right.
And Big Mac's not there. I guess nature called, huh? That was that.
The pizza's here, man. I can smell it already.
He couldn't hold it in anymore. All right. Very good. Here's Josh in Queens on the fan. Yo, Josh, what's up?
Boys, happy Friday.
Yes, sir.
It's a football Friday, and let me tell you something.
I want to beat the Bengals so bad. Mm-hmm. And here's the stat. The most points the Jets have scored in 8 months prior to last week's 31 was 34 with Mike effing White against the Bengals.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
At home.
Yes.
The Jets are going to upset the Bengals this week.
No, they're not.
All right? Joe Burrow is going to get sacked about 7 times because his offensive line sucks. They can't block for anything.
Well, let's see the Jets take advantage of it. No, listen, man. The formula's there, but they got to do it. Jermaine Johnson's got to do it.
I'm telling you, something about the secondary, they're close. They're very, very close.
What excites
you?
Yeah.
But the problem is that they're young. They're too young. They're too inexperienced. They need, but they're close. They're really close to coming together and making plays. And I got a feeling that this is the week where they put the pressure, they get the turnovers, they get the sack.
By the way, just to be fair, because I love the positivity, and obviously from your lips to the big man's ears, it'd be great if that were all true. But to be fair, they did give up a 30-burger to the Cleveland Browns.
They sure did.
So let's not now.
You're right.
Now, also, to be fair,
Jacoby Brissett and the Cleveland Browns.
Right.
So I think he's actually played very well.
You are playing now.
Exactly. Who's playing better than Joe Burrow?
Brissett is actually playing really well. And the disrespect on his name continues, but whatever.
Nah, he played very well last night, too.
The hope is, you can say that about the defense. You're right. They gave up a lot of big plays. No question. But how about what this offense and the potential it has shown? Breece Hall has shown you the potential he has.
Yeah.
Michael Carter has shown that potential. And obviously, Garrett Wilson. I saw a stat the other day.
What was it?
From an Athletic writer. I forget the guy's name. Whoever covers the Jets for the Athletic.
A writer who's good at sports?
Yeah. Well, he writes about sports.
Oh.
Good at sports.
A writer for the Athletic, not an Athletic writer.
No.
Okay.
Zach
Rosenblatt. Fox 5.
Yeah.
Has a dancing weatherman.
Do they really?
Yeah.
That's
I thought you might have meant something along those lines.
Yeah. I meant the Jet reporter for the Athletic that when Garrett Wilson is on the field,
okay,
which is now happening more frequently. Joe Flacco's QBR is like 110.
Oh, yeah?
When he's not, 65.
So I would keep him on the field, wouldn't you?
You think so?
Yeah.
And let's not forget Elijah Moore. Like,
is he on this team still?
He's still there.
Yeah.
What's so exciting, and I try to keep my composure about it because this team's got a long way to go.
Long way to go.
Is all the weapons they are developing on offense.
They have put together a legit offense. If they had their franchise quarterback, no disrespect to Flacco.
Sure.
Because Flacco did play well last week. It'll be very interesting to see how good this offense is.
And here's the other thing from
now,
last week.
Tight end.
Tight end's a disaster.
Uzoma on the field.
Tyler Conklin's a fumbling machine, a drop machine, and CJ Uzoma's hurt. I totally get that. But one thing that changed last week, if you remember closely about that game against Cleveland, and a lot of it had to do with Jadeveon Clowney, I get that. All of a sudden, that offensive line held up in the second half of that game.
Yeah. I mean, Garrett was banged up too, but so what?
Same thing.
Did their job.
I don't care who's banged up.
I agree.
Hold up.
I'm concerned about...
What aspect's concerning you? Protecting Joe Flacco, getting to Joe Burrow, the Bengal offense is going to break out, stopping Joe Mixon. Like, what aspect is the concerning part? I'm not exactly confident. I'm just questioning your concern. Which level of the team is concerning you?
I'm not comfortable in our ability to get to Burrow, as bad as their offensive line has been. What do we have, 4 sacks this year? Is it 5? Maybe 5.
Jermaine Johnson's got one of them, or at least half of one.
We have 5 sacks this year in the 2 games. Okay, that's fine. I'm not knocking that. I've been beaten down so much, as you have, as Jet fans, and I look at last week's game, and I'm thrilled they won it, right? Especially in the manner they won it.
It was a miracle win.
But the reality is that they're down 30-17.
Yes.
With a minute 52 to go.
Yes.
They got abused by the Cleveland Browns.
100%. They deserve to lose that game.
And that scares me.
Yeah.
Because I think, and I agree with you, Jacoby Brissett has played very well. The Cleveland Browns, by the way, are a problem for a lot of teams.
And that running game.
Because they can run the ball.
That running game that they couldn't stop last week, no one's able to stop them.
No, the Cleveland Browns might be a playoff team. No joke. Because
they
can run the ball.
They have
a very good defense. I'm worried about the Jets because I think the Bengals offensively are better than the Browns are.
No, they are. Well, they've got the quarterback. They've got the weapons outside.
So if we give up 30 to the Browns.
It doesn't work that way.
Transitive property.
No, that transitive
property. We're giving up a 40-burger.
No, we don't use the transitive property.
Yeah, but I learned it in school.
Okay, then let me give you this transitive property.
Yeah, but I learned it in school. They teach it.
How'd the Jets do defensively overall against the Ravens? And how'd they do against an offense that, on paper.
Okay. they held on for three quarters, and then they kind of fell apart.
They gave up big plays against the Ravens, but they did a pretty good job stopping the run that day.
Only 67 yards.
They did a pretty good job overall defensively. The transitive property doesn't work in the NFL.
No, it works because they teach it in school, Evan.
It does so?
I learned it in Roosevelt Elementary School.
Sometimes.
The transitive property. Yeah.
They also taught me in school that...
A is greater than B, B is greater than C. That means A is greater than C.
You know what else they taught me in school?
What?
Christopher Columbus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Exactly.
Take a shot at my Explorer.
I'm going to.
Go
and
ahead.
He's not your Explorer.
No, I don't like
the him. One thing we agree on is that we think Christopher Columbus, Mount Rushmore, of overrated world figures.
Yeah, I agree with that. So he could sail a boat, big deal.
Yeah, big deal. He didn't even know where he was going.
He had no idea where he was.
He thought he was in India.
Moron.
He didn't know where the hell he was.
What an idiot.
Yeah, but let's all go nuts about him.
I mean, he did some pretty cool stuff along the way. But
sure.
I mean, he did bring spices back to Europe. Without that, you know how bland the meat is we're eating? I mean, give him credit for salt.
Who else is on that Mount Rushmore of overrated world figures?
Vinso DeGamo.
Babe Ruth. Since he didn't exist.
I mean, of historical figures?
Yeah.
I apologize. I thought you meant explorers.
No, not explorers.
Because I'm...
We got more.
Ponce de Leon, brutal.
What?
All right.
FDR, got to put him up there. Overrated.
Of historical figures?
Yeah, overrated.
No, no. You don't put a United States president on that list.
Yeah, of course I can.
No, you can't.
I can. I just did.
You do it on Saturday, not during the week.
And if you're all upset about that, cry me a river. Overrated. Next.
Overrated historical figures. I want to give that some thought. That deserves an answer.
I know who you want to say, but you won't say it.
Who's that?
Because I know who you're thinking, but it would...
What line of work?
It's actually a president, but you don't want to say it. Because you know
I don't want to say it?
Yeah.
Oh, George Washington?
Yes.
Yeah.
Look at all the wars he lost. Look at all the battles he lost.
He was a losing general. What do you want me to tell
But
you?
He won the big one.
He won the one that counted.
It's like Gerrit Cole in the postseason. If Gerrit Cole dominates October, do we care about what happened in the regular season?
No, not until next regular
Let's
season.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
French and Indian War? Regular season. Revolutionary War? The playoffs.
Were we in the French-Indian War?
Yes.
We were.
Yeah.
We backed the French.
No. Yeah? No. Try again.
We backed the Indians.
No. We backed the mother country.
England?
Yeah. We were fighting the French and the Indians.
Why would we do that?
I don't know.
Seems like such peaceful people.
Because England and France fought all the time.
Yeah.
And since we were, you know... What do they call that when we were the...
We were the new kid at school.
Yeah.
And we wanted a friend.
The British are telling us what to do. They hate the French. Okay, we'll continue your 100-year war here in the colony.
So, but when I came into work
Subjects.
Today,
the word I was looking for was we were their subjects.
So
we kind of had to listen to them. And that meant, all right, I guess we got to fight the French and the Indians. Okay.
When I came into work today, which is at 10:30 in the morning, I'm always the first one here. I was sitting there minding my own business. And then a few hours later, when the guys came in for our pre-show meeting, I don't know if it was Tommy or Big Mac, one of them, but they're in cahoots on this one, said to me that there was an egregious abuse of power on the show yesterday when you guys were doing your picks.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
And I remember you told me that, so we're going to get to it a little bit later on, but I want you to know that I didn't forget that you guys have a complaint, and since I don't make picks, I guess I'm the arbiter of... Was there an abuse of power or not?
Will you be a fair arbiter?
Oh, yeah, always.
Okay.
Always.
I'd be a
great judge, actually.
I accept the judge, Carter.
So you will accept me as the arbiter?
Yeah, I think yes.
Okay,
now,
Big Mac, speaking for you and Tomas.
Yes.
The enhancers,
mm-hmm.
Will you accept me as your arbiter?
Sure. No, not sure what kind of choice we have, but yes.
You could say no.
Yeah, well, then what happens?
I got to go find somebody.
If you are so confident.
I trust you over anybody else here.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're so confident in your thought, why wouldn't you just say, Judge Carton, go ahead.
I
want to be clear.
I said yes.
You and Tommy are on the same page completely.
Yes.
You are both accusing Evan of an abuse of power.
Well, that's Tommy's word, but we're on the same page.
All right, we'll get to it in a little bit. I'm just trying to let you guys know I didn't forget. It's on my list.
Evan's definitely in the wrong. There's no question about that.
Okay. Yes. Okay, well, I'm not going to judge based on... Is it an abuse of power?
That's what I want to specify. Do we have the burden of proof of abuse of power?
The burden of proof is...
Or can we just say right and wrong?
Is Evan right?
Okay.
Or is Evan wrong?
All right,
are you guys right or wrong?
Okay.
I'm clearly right,
by the way. Now, if I find that there was an abuse of power, then the penalty is going to be, you know...
Yeah, what is the penalty?
Well, it depends if it's an abuse of power or just right or wrong.
Abuse of power.
Yeah, like if you're just wrong, you're wrong, you have to take the ownership that you're wrong... And whatever that means, it means, because I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
Yeah.
If I find that you're wrong and you flexed and there's an abuse of power, Well, then that's going to cost you.
What would it cost me?
Probably lunch or something. I don't know.
I think there's
whatever
two,
benefits me. Yeah.
There's two cases of wrong.
Okay.
To go along with one
so
case
multiple
of
counts.
Abuse. Yes. In my opinion,
well,
there's two wrongs.
You guys will present your case.
Yes.
We'll do it before 4:30.
By the way, one thing related to picks, but it's football related. The Los Angeles Chargers play the Jacksonville Jaguars on Sunday afternoon in L.A.
Okay.
I think we would all think the Chargers would be pretty big favorites. No offense to Jacksonville.
Jaguars coming off a shutout win against the Colts.
Nevertheless.
Maybe there's a little love for them, but yeah.
The Chargers right now are listed as 3.5-point favorites, which is very, very low. And then you can put that in conjunction with the fact that Justin Herbert has said, I don't know if I'm playing Sunday.
Watch why.
There's legit belief Justin Herbert isn't BSing. He may not play Sunday.
Well, you guys got to figure that one out. I can't help you.
I'm not figuring anything out. I'm more as a football fan saying, wow. I mean, that was a week and a half ago now, wasn't it?
What's that?
The injury.
It was.
Wasn't it?
It was last Thursday.
It was last Thursday. He had a few extra days. And I
seems
think
like they barely play.
I think at the time we assumed, he'll be all right. He'll be fine.
By the way, congratulations to Welch's. These fruit snacks are fantastic. Here's John in Freehold. Johnny Bones, what's going on, kid?
Good morning, guys.
Good. How are you?
Good, good. So, all right. I'm a huge Jets fan, huge Yankees fan.
Yeah.
So if he doesn't get 61 by Tuesday, I believe it's Tuesday, 154 games, does he really have the record compared to Ruth?
Oh, because Ruth did it, because Babe did it in fewer games. Babe also didn't face any minority players.
Yeah, he also got credit for bouncing the ball over the wall a couple times as home runs.
I mean, there's a lot of things you could do. That's not true in 1927, so take that back. What I said was true. What you said was not true. None of Babe Ruth's home runs bounced over the fence, okay?
In his career, they did.
We're not talking about his career. We're talking about the record-breaking year. Don't switch.
Yeah, 27, he did not play against any minorities. That's correct.
No, but my point to that is...
Or in 28, or in 29, or in 30, or in 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Well, he did when he barnstormed with Satchel Paige, which he did.
That didn't count
as real games. I understand that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, we can do this all day.
Yeah.
We can do the comparison game all day.
That's why people yelled at Maris, right?
Roger Maris had more games. And, like, he's not wrong about that. Aaron Judge would have more games. But there's so many things we can do that about. The stadiums are smaller now, too. I mean, the bowls are different. So,
bowls.
I'll give you another one. You know who batted behind Babe Ruth?
Of course, Lou Gehrig. Lou Gehrig.
Who's batting behind Aaron Judge these days?
Yeah, sometimes not Lou Gehrig.
No.
I can tell you that.
Here's my answer to that is yes, fewer games, yes, more games. There's a lot of elements we could bring up to compare what each guy had or didn't have.
Here's the thing. You know, I hate when people do that because Babe Ruth would be 340 years old today. Like, you didn't see him play. It was a different sport, essentially, because all the things you just said, it's not apples to apples anymore. And when you bring that up to me, it's just a way to diminish what a current player is doing. And you can't diminish the year that Aaron Judge has had. So to come out, and the same thing with Maris in 61, where they put the stupid asterisk on the ball, it's demeaning. And it's offensive to try to diminish the accomplishment of an athlete here by saying,
hold on.
He didn't do it the way that guy did it.
I agree with everything you said. I just want you to go a little further.
Go.
Should we diminish what Babe did?
No, and I'll tell you why.
Good.
And I'll tell you
I want that same energy saying don't diminish what Babe Ruth did in 1927.
Babe Ruth, like Aaron Judge, like Roger Maris, the three of them played the hand they were dealt.
Exactly.
Period, stop. And to say, listen, it's a fair argument. Yeah, there were some great Negro League ball players. So can you say that Babe Ruth has the same year? I don't know. Maybe he would, maybe he wouldn't. But to use that to knock the accomplishment is just stupid.
Because all you're doing...
And it's weak.
Here's the way I look at great athletes, and I think every great athlete would agree with this. If LeBron James had to play in the 60s, he would have adjusted. If Bill Russell had to play now, he would have adjusted. And while you could look at Babe Ruth and say, Adam Ottavino would have struck him out, if Babe Ruth was living in 2022, trust me, he would have adjusted.
And my feeling is this. Deion Sanders said something a couple weeks ago that I wasn't sure I agreed with at the time, but the more I've thought about it, I agree with him. And his point was, in his opinion, and he's talking NFL, that inside the Hall of Fame, there are guys that are different. Mm-hmm. There are guys that should be up on this level.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
And not a knock on the guys that are in.
Yeah.
But even amongst the greats of the game, there is a pecking order.
Every Hall of Fame has that.
Yeah, and the more I thought about that, I think, in relation to our conversation now, is that the greats of any sport, of any era, would have been great in any era.
100%.
And that's not a lot of people. I'm talking the top 1% of every sports Hall of Fame. My belief is, as you just said, they were so good mentally, physically, athletically, etc., that they would have figured it out. Now, I do think the Hall of Fames over time have been watered down a bit, where there are guys that maybe wouldn't have. That in a different era, maybe their game doesn't translate. I don't know.
But we don't know.
But I do think when you talk Willis Reed, Bill Russell, you said, or Jordan or Kobe or, you know, Kareem or, you know, Babe Ruth or Ty Cobb or Lou Gehrig, Mickey Mantle, right? Willie Mays, didn't matter the era.
I agree. That's why I totally agree that let's not bring down what Aaron Judge is doing, but let's not take Babe Ruth.
So many people are so unhappy in their own lives. It's the whole basis for Twitter, right?
No, I get that, but it's not.
Down.
But it's not fair. Like, Babe Ruth didn't make the rules of the 1920s. He didn't. Yeah. Now, I'll point out the benefits that he had. That's only being fair. But that doesn't mean I'm going to look at his accomplishment and say, it doesn't count. I don't think we should ever do that.
Yeah, and by the way, I could give you tangible proof, at least in baseball, that you could take a guy, one of the greats to ever play the game, and he's successful no matter what. And that, of course, is the legendary Roy Hobbs. Because when he walks down the street, even to this day, people say, there goes Roy Hobbs, the best there ever was. Just putting it out there for you in case you didn't know. All right?
Thanks for telling me. I forgot.
You're welcome. Sometimes you need to be reminded of these things, right?
I got a lot of time this weekend. Maybe I'll actually watch that.
Yeah, you should. It stands the test of time.
Because I watched it a long time ago, didn't love it, and now I'm willing to give it a new shot.
Well, if you're going to watch movies this weekend because you're home alone, I got other ones to give you.
Like what?
Well, I'll make you a list.
Thank you.
I'll give it to you before you get out
make
of here.
Make me a list.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey. podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Carton and Roberts on the Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
So the Yankee lineup is out, and with all the hubba-baloo being made, about the game being on Apple TV+, the following that Craig Carton is about to say is not true or accurate in any manner.
Uh-oh.
Aaron Judge is not in the lineup tonight. He put out a statement saying, I stand for the people of New York City, and if they can't watch this game on over-the-air cable or network television, I will not be a party to that. As a result, I have to inform you that I will not be playing in tonight's game. I'll see you all Saturday. Good luck, Yankees.
I'll see you all Saturday only on Yes.
The previous announcement was not accurate in any manner whatsoever. Aaron Judge did not say that, and he will be playing in tonight's game. Now back to regularly scheduled programming. So anyway, Aaron Judge is leading off tonight.
He is. Well, he's been doing that every single night. The lineup is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, by the way, official sub sandwich shop of the Yankees and 1800 Tequila, the world's most awarded tequila family. The story of the lineup, if you care at this point anymore, is that Aaron Hicks is back. So even with Harrison Bader being active and being productive over the last few days, he's playing left field tonight, and Anthony Rizzo is sitting. But outside of that, what you care about is Judge, and Judge is leading off, and the man protecting him tonight is Giancarlo Stanton.
There you go. One quick non-Yankee, non-Jet thing. I know many of you are aware of the situation in Boston where the Ime Udoka, the very talented coach of the Boston Celtics, who has been suspended for a year and no guarantee he returns after that for what's been labeled an inappropriate, although consensual, sexual relationship with a fellow.
By the way, who's labeled that?
Huh?
That's been labeled by reporters who have not exactly been accurate with this story.
Okay, well,
the Boston Celtics, who had a statement, a press conference today, which I watched, they haven't labeled it that way.
All right, so what happened today is that I want to do this very quickly. Because I'm uncomfortable talking about it because we don't know the facts. And I think a lot of people have embarrassed themselves publicly with their take on this situation without knowing any of the facts. There are people that are making this a racial issue. It's not. There are people that are defending the coach, knowing nothing about what took place. There are people out there that are now trying to figure out what woman it might have been, which is beyond offensive. In any event, he violated team rules, office rules. But what we do know is that it's a lot more serious than was originally led on to. The story started with he had an inappropriate relationship with a woman at work. It has now evolved to he may or may not have been making comments to a woman at work that made this woman feel very uncomfortable, to where we are now, believe it or not, from Matt Barnes. And the only reason I bring up the Matt Barnes comments because Matt Barnes is an NBA player. Matt Barnes talks to other players and probably has more information than any of us because, as we were in the radio business, we would know things about Fan than anyone else would, right? And originally Matt Barnes came out, I'm really going to try to keep this loose and paraphrase it, and was somewhat supportive originally of Udoka, right?
Well, he believed the initial reporting, which was Ime Udoka may be suspended for a year for a consensual relationship. And I think everyone who read that story said, boy, that doesn't make sense. So you could take two approaches. One, you could say there's clearly more to this story, which is what I thought.
Clearly.
Or you could just start attacking and say, this is crazy. This is ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, anyone that went out there with an opinion like that owes their audience an apology because they messed up. Tell people what Matt Barnes said.
He took it down and said, what I've heard is a lot worse. And so I took down what I said about that. And the Celtics did what they had to do.
Yeah, he basically said, now that I got more information, my original take wasn't appropriate.
Right.
And it's a lot worse now, than what we all first heard.
We may not ever find out.
Oh, we're going to find out.
I don't know.
That's the world we live in.
You know what, though? They started investigating this back in July, and nothing came out
until the last 48 hours. That was according to the Celtics owner and Brad Stevens.
That's what the Celtics owner said earlier today. Yeah. And he made it clear, we're not telling you what it is. We're not. And I look at it this way. The Boston Celtics, who just were in the NBA Finals with their first-year head coach, are not going out of their way to suspend and potentially fire a guy unless it's really, really bad. So as much as we all have that curiosity to know, I'm willing to accept that it was really, really bad. Why can't we all do that?
You know what the whole thing to me is?
What's that?
Udoka's accepting it.
Yeah, he's accepting it.
Yeah. If he thought he was being railroaded, if he thought this was not an appropriate punishment, if he thought, you know, it was a he said, she said, and he's in the right even, he would have said, I'm defending my honor. His representatives would be going after the Celtics for wrongful termination.
He apologized.
He apologized and accepted the punishment.
And here's the problem. As much as we all have curiosity, right, because we all deep down want to know, I want to know. The problem with us knowing is it probably ruins lives more than they've already been ruined. Because there are real people involved in this. And it's not just those involved. It's probably family members that are involved. So sometimes, we just have to accept what we've heard. And I saw Brad Stevens today, and I saw the Celtics owner, and clearly...
They were bothered.
They were very disturbed and bothered by what an independent law firm found. They are in no rush to take their head coach and suspend them unless they know they have to.
And by the way, I think the Celtics and their owner, who's Wick, whatever his name is, like, I don't remember the exact last name, I apologize for that, in a really weird way, deserve some credit for how they handled this story literally 4 months ago. Like, someone came to them or to Human Resources and made a complaint, and the owner of the Celtics didn't try to pay anyone off, didn't try to brush it under the rug, brought in an independent investigative law firm, apparently, to find out what went down. And it takes a little time to do that. You got to interview people. You try to be delicate about who you talk to, where you talk to them, et cetera, et cetera. And apparently, whatever they found was beyond the scope of anything that doesn't make your stomach turn from the way those guys were acting at the press conference.
And
like, Brad Stevens was about to cry.
Oh, well, he was really pissed off, rightfully so, about the fact that last night on Twitter, people are speculating about which woman is involved.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. And we all know that. But they started this investigation in July. There was not a leak at all about it. No one had any idea. The leaks didn't start until the last 24 hours.
Well, because when you suspend a coach, you know, you have to let the league know about that.
Right.
Right?
And no, I get why it happened. I'm not saying it came from the Celtic organization, because you're probably
came
right.
From somebody in the organization or with the NBA's corporate
office.
Oh,
I think it's NBA.
Yeah.
I think it came from the NBA, I would think, because all of a sudden, Woj and Shams.
Better, if you're the guy that's replacing him to be the head coach, you're telling your friends, guess, unbelievable, I'm coaching the Celtics.
And one
it
thing,
gets out quick.
One thing about him, because they promoted Joe Mazzello, who has his own history. The Celtics, according to Brad Stevens, vetted him when they hired him 5 years ago. And so I don't necessarily think we need to go back and say, well, look what he did in 2008, what he did. Now, one of the accusations is very disturbing. He was just accused of domestic violence. He was cleared, but he was accused of it.
Right.
But the Celtics are basically saying, he's been a different guy. Yeah. We're giving him a second chance.
And by the way, the other arrest, he's been arrested twice. The other arrest was for underage drinking.
Right.
Now, the domestic violence is a serious
issue.
That's
the serious one.
And and I guess he was investigated and no one pressed charges, right?
Right.
No criminal charges against him. And we have to accept that. I don't know anything about the case, so I can't comment on it. But if we're really going to use a kid at 19 years old getting in trouble because he got caught with a beer, come on, man.
Right.
Like, we're going to be that hypocritical. Now, the second part, which is very serious, I know nothing about it. But the big picture here is, there's this knee-jerk reaction from everybody on social media and loud voices in the media who speak out of their asses a lot without any basis for their opinion. Because the reality is that we still have no idea the depth or breadth of what this guy allegedly did. Right? We've no idea.
All we know is it was enough for the defending Eastern Conference champions to say, we can't have him coach our team.
And he accepted it.
Yes.
He's not fighting it.
No.
So to me, sometimes it's okay to take a breath and say, I'm aware of the situation. It's crazy to me that they suspended a coach for a year. There is an impact on the Celtics. You want to talk about it from that standpoint? You should. All good. Basketball starts in a couple weeks. But to come out on some kind of platform, listen, I have a national platform. I didn't do it today other than acknowledging that he had been suspended because I would have been talking out of my ass.
Yeah, what's the opinion I have? We don't know what he did.
Exactly. So once we know, everyone will then be able to comment on it intelligently. But there's stuff out there now that is just I mean, it's crazy to me.
Yeah.
And some of the thought process is on that the only reason this is happening is because he's a minority? What are you talking about? Like, it's crazy to me. So give Matt Barnes credit, I guess.
Yeah.
He thought one way, heard the story, and immediately thought a different way.
Yes.
Which to me says a lot.
Yes.
A lot.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Matt Barnes is a guy that drove 130 miles per hour down a California highway to kick somebody's ass.
That is him, yes.
Yeah. Our coach's ass, Derek Fisher. Yeah. Remember that?
I do remember
that. So if he thinks that what this coach did is crazy, I'm going to say it's crazy.
Yes.
Right?
And I respect him. He said something, he took it down, and he apologized. You move on.
Yeah. Here's Scott in New Jersey. Scott, what's going on?
What's up, Craigie? How you doing, buddy?
Doing great, kiddo. What's going on?
Listen, I met you 100 years ago at the Dick's Sporting Goods in East Brunswick with my son. You're awesome, so I appreciate that.
Yep, thank you.
But I have a really quick question for you.
Yeah.
I love the fact that you brought up The Natural.
Yes.
So that's one of my favorite movies in the world. And a part in the movie, it's a little challenge for you.
All right.
There's a certain gentleman that looks at Roy Hobbs and says, "You scared?"
Yes.
What does Roy Hobbs say back at him?
Well, it's a guy that in theory is Babe Ruth, but he says, "Not of you, I'm not."
Oh, you unbelievable. Unbelievable. That's awesome.
Well, it's a classic movie. Of course I know the line.
That is the best movie in the world, and my wife hates the fact that I watched that movie because I say every line almost in that freaking movie. So what? Nice job by you.
All right, thanks, pal. Be well. And how old's your son now?
21, bro.
Jesus. My God, yeah. You're old.
I think you're old, bro.
I mean, I'm old. My bad. Yeah, it's so funny because that's not really one of those movies where you quote every line. But
you're a big movie quoter, though.
Yeah, I am. I have 100%. And this morning when I was just hanging out, getting ready for this show, I couldn't help myself.
What, you watched The Natural this morning?
No. I watched Wedding Crashers for the 500th time.
What?
Yeah.
That's what you do now before.
Yeah.
You find old movies.
Well, because I've now seen every Law and Order and every Dateline.
Yeah.
Because once you start getting into the repeats, I'm done.
Yeah.
I know the outcome. Not guilty. Guilty. Not guilty. Guilty.
Right.
She had a twin. You know, I know everything.
It's not as fun. You know how it's going to end.
Yeah, I've seen, no joke, because for the last 2 years, I've done every day. I've been watching those shows.
Yeah.
So this morning, I watched Wedding Crashers again.
The true sign of a show you love is when you can watch it over and over again.
Yeah.
Like 90210 or Friends or How I Met Your Mother or All in the Family, really. By the way, do you know tonight could also be a historic night even if Aaron Judge doesn't hit a home run?
In what manner?
There's a Yankee record that may go down tonight, and I am disgusted that you haven't mentioned it. Disgusted, actually.
A Yankee record that might go down tonight.
A significant single-season Yankee record that could go down tonight that has nothing to do with Aaron Judge. Yeah, true story.
Who's pitching tonight?
Garrett Cole.
Strikeouts in the season.
There you go.
He's 12 away from Gator Ron Guidry.
Now, what's his nickname?
Well,
whose nickname? We just said.
No, that's not it.
There's another one.
Louisiana Lightning.
There you go.
Don't test Craig on that stuff.
I mean, I'm a nickname guy.
That's his wheelhouse. Yeah. He was growing up watching Ron Guidry.
It wasn't a real test. I just threw it out there.
You know what's amazing about Ron Guidry?
You know, Susan.
I met Ron Guidry a few times.
Yeah, me too.
He's like 3'9".
He's very tiny.
It's crazy.
He loves to talk. And he is, not him, but the fans created the two-strike clap because of Louisiana Lightning.
Well, I did not know that.
That's a true story.
He also goes gator hunting.
Yeah, well, that's why he's called Gator.
Yeah, by the way, I would go gator hunting.
Would you?
Yeah.
How do you kill the gator?
Shotgun.
Really?
I thought you had a bow and arrow thing.
Not for gators.
Why?
Because their exterior is too tough. I mean, I guess in theory you could have a bow and arrow that would do it, yes.
Yeah.
But that's not how they do it in the bayou.
No, I'm sure it's not.
No, they go with a shotgun, and they try to get him like on a rope.
Wimp.
With like a dead chicken.
If you're
or
really tough, just do it with your bare hands.
Yeah, kill an alligator with your bare hands.
Fight him. Fight him, Big Shot.
Wait, you can't even choke him. They don't have necks.
Go punch him.
Okay.
Then how do you fight Big Mac if you can't choke someone without a neck? That's a Boomer line. My apologies.
Why do you allow him to make fun of your neck?
No, it was Boomer. I was doing that for Boomer. That's my boy right there.
I didn't hear you. I did have alligator jerky once.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was good.
I mean, I've had alligator a number of times, but always fried. Yeah. Maybe once I may have had like an alligator. What does it taste like? What does everything taste like? Chicken. Yeah, by the way, if you bread it and deep fry it, it all tastes the same.
By the way, I've got an issue. So as you may know, Turk is our pet turkey, okay?
Wild turkey.
Wild turkey. Turk is injured. We just noticed he has a mangled ankle.
Yeah, because he fights.
Okay. So we called up a group of people to help rehab Turk's ankle. And they said, we would love to help, but you need to capture him. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
No, you need to capture him. You're asking me and my wife to capture a wild turkey?
I can help you out with that.
Go ahead.
There's two ways to do it.
How do you do it?
You get a big cage with a trap in it.
What do you mean a big cage? He's a big wild turkey.
No, they have these things like turkeys. They'll come in. They'll lower the neck. They'll come in.
And then you shut the door?
They'll go for bait, and then they get trapped inside.
Okay.
And it's like, it doesn't hurt them.
Right.
They're all, because God forbid you hurt the wild
turkey. Well, we're trying to help him. He's got a mangled ankle.
So that's one way we can go.
Right.
That probably costs about $250 for a cage the right size. Or I can just come over and shoot him.
That's your other option.
Yeah. I'll put him out of his misery, and then you can eat him for dinner.
No.
And then when you do the wishbone, you can tell Jet, guess what? This is Turk's wishbone. He wanted you to make a wish. No? I mean, that's one way to do it. Billy's in Oceanside on the Fan. Billy, how are you?
Hey, Craigie, how are you?
Great.
Listen, I just want to say I love Evan. I met Evan at Super Bowl Boulevard, but I also met you at Super Bowl Boulevard. So I just wanted to see, before I ask my question, I just want to see if you remember me. You invited me down to the station with my three boys. Mm-hmm. And I came down to the station, and you did magic tricks for them in the studio. I don't know if you remember that. Do you remember that? You did card tricks for them?
Well, I mean, that was my thing back in the day. So there's... I definitely would have done it. You're definitely not making it up, because I used to do card tricks all day, every day.
I just wanted to point out what a great guy you are, and I supported you since day one.
Then I totally remember that.
Okay, so here's my question.
Yeah.
Do you guys see a scenario where the Yankees don't sign Judge?
Yes.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, I think if they get outbid and they deem that number to be, we just can't go that far, whether it's years or money, then I think Aaron Judge bolts.
I think it's more the years part than the money part, but
that's
the same conversation.
That's why I include both, because you're right. I don't think the amount per year should necessarily stop the Yankees, but... If the San Francisco Giants, and by the way, I just saw this, Barry Bonds did do an interview with Sportico in which, of course, they didn't ask him about steroids. Why the hell would they? But Bonds said, I hope he breaks the record and signs with the Giants. So he's being very...
Real quick on that, has anybody ever asked him about steroids that you know of? Like in an interview setting? Or no?
I don't know. Not that I've seen.
Like, because you can make the argument, come on, guys, it's 10, 15 years ago, but I don't know that he's ever been asked about it.
Yeah, okay, so he, you know what? He's quoted talking about the record here. They don't ask him about steroids, but he says, it doesn't matter what people say. In MLB, it says Barry Bonds in terms of all-time home
runs.
That's
the answer, though.
That's all that matters, right? Anyone could have their own opinion, and I respect their opinion. But MLB says 762 is the record, and 73 is the record. Unless MLB changed something, they're still there.
That's the right answer for him, too.
Yes.
Can I ask another question?
Yeah, of course, but that's your limit,
Okay, that was a bad job by Fox not asking the Maris family on TV about if they thought the Aaron Judge record would be more legit than the Barry Bonds record. They didn't ask him at all.
Here's the thing. First of all, I think Roger Maris' son has gone on record and talk not about Bonds, but McGuire. Because once Bonds was doing it, he wasn't breaking Maris's record. He was breaking McGuire's record. And I think Maris has said the whole thing's a fraud. I think, I correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I think I remember hearing him say, it's not the real record. My father's got the record. But you really want to put him in that spot again?
That's not the right setting to do it. Because the Marises are there as a celebration of what Roger Maris did. So to invoke them into some silly, conversation that doesn't mean anything at the end of the day, because Barry Bonds is right. Mm-hmm. You don't have to like it. You don't have to like him. But until Major League Baseball takes an eraser to the number 73 and says, you know what? That's not the record anymore. It is the record. And we can yell and scream. If you're one of those guys that wants to yell and scream about it, you're wasting your breath. It's the record. Period. Stop.
Yeah, Bond says about playing in the era. This is how they refer to it now. He played in the era.
Yeah.
Because I have all the records, I don't want to be a headline. Every era is different. I played baseball hard, and I'll be gone one day, and I don't have to listen to it anymore. Right. I have three grandchildren. I'm 58 years old. Really? So I guess that's his answer about the record.
Well, listen, he knows what they're talking about. He knows what the story is.
Well, here's the other thing about Bond.
And by the way, he's proud. He's got the numbers, and no one thinks of him in the manner in which they probably should, and that's self-inflicted. That's it.
Barry Bonds is the greatest baseball player I've ever seen.
There you go.
And I think most people, if they were being honest with that answer, they would say the same thing. Forget about how he got there. Forget what he did. When you watch the game of baseball your entire life,
yeah.
I don't care how old you are,
yep.
There's no way there's a different answer to that question.
Yeah.
The answer
he's not
is
the
Barry
best player
Bonds.
I ever saw.
No, he is, though.
Not the guy that I ever saw.
Who's better?
Honus Wagner.
Okay.
When I used to watch him play on the sandlots of Brooklyn, I got to tell you, it was magical, Evan. Yeah, I didn't go home until I heard the cowbell ring, and I knew I was late. But Honus had one more at-bat, and I had to see it. You know, so much so, you know, I saved his playing card. I just don't know what to do with it. It's in mint condition. It's sitting in my grandmother's house. She's, you know, died 30 years ago, but we still have the house, and we don't know what to do with the card.
Mm.
Any suggestions?
Yeah, give it to me.
You want it?
Yeah, I'll take it.
I mean, it's not doing any good sitting in my grandma's house. You could have it.
And I'll give you 10%.
10% of what?
Of whatever I get for it. Maybe I'll get something.
Oh, you mean
it.
You could sell those cards?
No. I meant someday if I ever decide to sell it.
Yeah.
My plan is to keep it.
Yeah. It says like T6 on it or something. Can you imagine? Yeah, it's really funny because of that era, like all those great players. And we viewed baseball cards as like you put them in the spokes of your bicycle, right? You know how many people are like, I hate my mother now?
Yes.
She made me throw them out.
By the way, this is just registering in my brain. That interview would scare the crap out of me if I'm a Yankee fan.
What interview?
What Barry Bonds said. Well, here's the thing. Aaron Judge has gone on record as saying Barry Bonds is the home run king, and he was my favorite player growing up.
Yep, and he's never swayed from that.
Okay,
right.
That's Aaron Judge's opinion. We all know that.
That's what he said.
Barry Bonds is recruiting Aaron Judge to the San Francisco Giants.
Yeah, I just dropped the pepperoni on TV on my lap and on the floor.
They're clearly going to bid on him, and now one of the lead recruiters is going to be Barry Bonds?
Yeah.
No offense, Yankee fans. Derek Jeter can't recruit like Barry Bonds because he grew up loving Barry Bonds.
Well, here's the other thing for you. Is Barry Bonds doing that ESPN thing from home, from the studio, or what?
I would assume from home. I don't think
he's coming.
So it
would be on like Zoom or something.
Yeah, yeah, I would assume.
Because if he comes in,
yeah,
you tamper the hell out of Aaron Judge.
Well,
right?
Isn't this tampering? He said, I hope the Giants sign him. He doesn't like have an official role with the Giants, but he's got some like
emeritus.
Yeah. So maybe
yeah.
It doesn't count as tampering.
Yeah.
But Big Mac, you have to admit, if the favorite player of the guy you can't lose is going to actively recruit him along with them, offering him a ton of money, it's a little scary. A little bit.
I disagree on
really.
One part.
Yeah, I don't really.
Go ahead. What aspect?
Yeah, he goes to San Francisco based on the offer, not based on who's recruiting him.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
I think money is the end all be all,
that's it.
But it doesn't help.
I suppose.
It doesn't help. There's an image of it where you're like, oh my God. He's talking to Barry Bonds. He's going to leave us.
Barry's in the room with him, arm around him, saying, this can all be yours.
But just remember this. When the erroneous report came out last night that the Yankees tried to trade him to the Angels before this season started, the Yankees jumped into action to disprove that report. They even got the Angels, apparently, to acknowledge we never had a trade with the Yankees. For Aaron Judge, the report is bullcrap. That knee-jerk reaction to that erroneous Harold Reynolds report tells you all you need to know about how serious the Yankees are going to be about keeping Aaron Judge.
They weren't,
in my opinion,
that serious before the season started.
They made him an offer.
But it wasn't enough. Will they match 10 years, $450?
No.
Okay, then he's a Giant. Then he could be a Giant.
Then be gone.
Don't do that.
I got no problem with it. If he walks on that, I have no issue with the New
Would you
York
be
Yankees.
Okay with that, Big Mac? 10 years, 450,
Come
he's
on,
gone?
You can't,
sorry.
You can't hold the Yankees up on that.
Yes, of course
yes,
I can.
You do.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. It's better over here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.